The Poetry of Keats by George Meredith. The song of a nightingale sent through a slumberous valley, low-lidded with twilight and tranced with the dolorous sound, tranced with the tender enchantment, the yearning of passion that wins immortality, even while panting, delirious with death.
Sonnet, written in Keats, by Thomas Hood. I saw pale Deanne sitting by the brink of silver falls, the overflow of fountains from cloudy steeps, and I grew sad to think Endymion's foot was silent on those mountains. And he, but a hushed name that silence keeps in dear remembrance, lonely and forlorn, singing it to herself until she weeps, tears that perchance still glisten in the morn. And as I mused in dull imaginings, there came a flash of garments, and I knew the awful muse by her harmonious wings, charming the air to music as she flew. Anon there rose an echo through the vale, "Give back Endymion in a dreamlike tale."
At the Grave of Keats, by Alexander Anderson. He sleeps beneath the violets that grow above him like regrets, that he, so sick at heart, should come here in the splendid past of Rome and lay him down to rest, nor crave the glory of an English grave where fame might whisper soft and clear, "An English poet's dust is here." But the gods loved him, and they drew his spirits to theirs as winds the dew, until his music took the tone and changing sorrow of their own. Such sorrow as the waves will make when winds from slumber half awake, and overhead is spread on high the lonely distance of the sky. They beat above him with the wreath of early song and early death. They wove it round pale brows that felt the glory of the doom they dealt. That he should find an early home within their past and that of Rome, whose fading splendour should receive the melody for which they grieve. "Sleep then," they said, "with flowers above, and feel the doom of those we love. Immortal youth, apart from fears, no dread of slowly waning years, no time to touch the pulse or shake the dews from off the heart, nor wake the shadows into life, but be immortal as our love for thee." He sleeps with violets above, whom Shelley's heart and England love. He sleeps, oh, let him slumber on, the past of Rome around him thrown. So let him rest, nor for him crave the glory of an English grave. For fame will whisper soft and clear, "An English poet's dust is here."